You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Over many years, really 30 years, New Zealand's evolved a relatively strange and unusual research system internationally. Most people, of course, have no idea how this works or what it does and wouldn't notice that it's particularly unusual. But scientists, particularly coming in from overseas, notice it's not great. Maori notice that it is a very strange system for them to engage with. And it creates a lot of uncertainty. So in 2021, government reckoned that this was a real problem. And particularly, it was a real problem for addressing the biggest issues that we face as a nation. Things like climate change, having confidence that when we have big issues with natural hazards like earthquakes and volcanoes, that we are able to address them and government should have confidence in what happens. So they set forth a program of reform, which started out actually with no idea how to fix this. Please tell us. And so all the scientists in New Zealand, everybody who cared, put a lot of effort into submitting both what was wrong, how they felt for them, and what could be done to fix it. The government actually listened, took that on board, and came up with some ideas, although they were a lot less than a total fix. But they also had a reference group from the sector, people like me, and also a lot of Maori leaders worked with the government to try to make sure the fixes made sense, bed in, and work. And all that's now being canceled, which is significant news, particularly internationally, because I think a lot of collaborators and international players were watching to see what would happen.
Why do you think that this is something the government feels it can cut back on?
One of the reasons the government feels like it can cut science is pretty much the same reason it can cut everything else. Most research that's not funded directly within the Ministry of Education, but through universities, which are struggling in their own right, is funded through the Ministry of Business, Innovation, and Employment. So the science and innovation piece of that is presumably subject to the same 7.5% budget cut the government is seeking as everything else. And there were some things that were already on the chopping block, but were scheduled for replacement, things like the National Science Challenges. So the National Science Challenges didn't make a lot of people happy, but they did cover a lot of areas that were very significant to New Zealanders and were basically rated as the top things that research should address in a coherent way 10 years ago. So to have those just reach the end of their funding and die on June 30th this year is not exactly a good outcome that anybody would seek. And it's a very bad outcome for the researchers that got involved in that stuff and really committed to it. It's a bad outcome for the people that were heavily engaged with that research and expected good things to come from it that fixed things that we thought were important, like how we'll respond to climate change, including sea level rise, how we'll create sustainability in the sea, and understand that on our landscapes and with farming.
Do you think as time passes, this may be something the government retraces its steps on?
Yeah, what we have at the moment is uncertainty. So there's a couple big things that'll happen. The new minister has signaled a simpler focus on technology, which wasn't really such a big part of the reforms. New Zealand hasn't been a big government-led success story on technology, despite things like Rocket Lab and Xero sort of taking off from the tech sector. You know, great if we can do that, but maybe we should stick to our knitting and do these other things. What we have at the moment is uncertainty, and the two ways forward are maybe to think about what should happen so that future governments can put it in and continue to engage with the things that we can actually do. So fixing around the edges of the existing pieces of funding, arguing for more fellowships for researchers so that they can have careers in New Zealand. Those are all sensible things to do in a system that is unstable and where there are very low funding rates for the big pieces of research that do make a difference when researchers get them.
Do you think this will further contribute to the current brain drain that New Zealand is experiencing?
Absolutely. I mean, speaking personally, I would say that, you know, I would never have come to New Zealand if I expected it to have a research system that either has been pretty much like it's been for most of the last 20 years since I've been here, nor would I expect young New Zealanders to go into science. There were sort of 3 to 5 or 10 years around 2010, when we could put our hands on our hearts and say that, you know, we would actually be happy for our kids to go into science in New Zealand rather than to have to go overseas. And that time is long past and deserves to be fixed, I think, both for parts of New Zealand that, you know, it's hard for people to see the need for science. But when you look at other countries moving forward, it's because they invest more and develop better careers in science and research that help steer nations in the long term and create good things for society and keep people safe.
Is there anything that we can currently do to stand up against this?
Right, great question. I think raising awareness is really important. So one option is to find and understand the pieces of funding that individual people may care about, whether that's supporting mammary research. One of the most mysterious areas that's been cut, even under the past government, could still be saved, for example, are the Curious Minds programs and the programs that are lifting science education outside of schools and within schools for students, for example, in South Auckland, the participatory science platform work. So finding things that are pieces of science that you can understand and want, find out who's doing them and find out how you could make an argument to your MP or to the minister to support that.